I will read from the book. Once we have become familiar with the meditation on taking and giving, we can combine the two and practice them in conjunction with our breathing. That means taking and giving, we can combine. We begin by meditating on compassion and love for all living beings and developing a strong determination to take on their suffering and give them pure happiness. With this determination, we imagine that we inhale through our nostrils the suffering, delusions, and non-virtues of all living beings in the form of black smoke, which dissolves into our heart and completely destroys our self-cherishing. Main cause of any unpleasant feeling, suffering. As we exhale, we imagine that our breath, in the aspect of wisdom light, so our breath becomes wisdom light, its nature, pure, uncontaminated happiness, pervades the entire universe. And so we don't need to follow rays, it just, whenever we breathe out through imagination, the whole universe instantaneously is pervaded by this wisdom light, which is, its nature is pure, uncontaminated happiness. So that's what we are giving, pure, uncontaminated happiness. Each and every living being receives whatever they need and desire. Again, please apply this wisdom. And in particular, the supreme happiness of permanent inner peace. So that's why we also in the previous meditation, like the final conclusion was, they experience the supreme bliss of enlightenment, which is supreme inner peace. Permanent supreme inner peace. We practice this cycle of breathing day and night. With each breath, taking on the suffering of all living beings and giving them pure happiness until we gain deep experience of this practice. So maybe you think day and night, so now I'm going to get cut off my sleep. No, that's not the point. It is just through familiarity, it will become completely natural. Yeah, so if we fall asleep with the engaging in this practice, thinking, hey, I'm going to take on all the suffering and give pure, permanent happiness, then we carry this intention during our sleep, even if we are not conscientious about. We carry it on. This is also like a suggestion from Venerable Geshe-la, should always fall asleep with the virtuous intention. And that's, yeah, I must attain enlightenment so I can relieve all living beings from their suffering, liberating them and guide them to pure everlasting happiness of enlightenment. I think we can understand how this can function. It's just a question of familiarity. Yeah, it says this was Chesung Kapa's main practice. He never wasted one single breath. Not one single breath he wasted. He was always engaging in taking and giving. Then one little more explanation. You then maybe can read, but once we are proficient at this meditation on mounting, taking and giving upon the breath, it is very powerful. Why? Because there is a close relationship between the breath and our mind. I think we can all confirm this. Yeah, when our mind is upset, then or alterated, then also our breath is like quick and not deep, and, maybe not regular. And as soon as we try to like bringing our mind home, bringing our mind in, and we try to settle our mind upon the breath by breathing gently, slowly, then our mind naturally begins to settle as well. And that's because there's very, very close relationship between our breath and our mind. The breath is related to the inner energy winds that flow through the channels of our body.
Sorry.
And which act as the vehicles or mount for different types of awareness. By harnessing our breath for virtuous purposes, we purify our inner winds. It's a little bit more subtle, but it's very clear and logic once we understand how our mind and winds are related. And when pure winds are flowing through our channels, pure minds naturally arise. So again, this is very closely related to tantric practice. So there are many breathing meditations, many countless apps. You just can have like a, and then maybe temporarily we feel better. And also before we engage in a meditation, we try to pacify our mind through breathing meditation. That's wonderful and is a very helpful tool. But breathing meditation as such has no power to effect a deep and lasting transformation in our mind. It's a contemporary pacify, like the turbulence of our mind, distracting thoughts, But combining breathing meditation with the practice of taking and giving, however, has the power to transform our mind from its present miserable and self-centered state into the blissful and altruistic mind of a bodhisattva. It improves our concentration, makes our love and compassion very strong, and accumulates vast merit. So let's do it.